Okay, niggas, you got one call.
That a bitch, you fat motherfucker. Let me call my homeboy, get us out. 732-963. God damn. Niggas at home.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, homie?
Oh, man, these motherfuckers got us down in this goddamn jail, man.
No shit?
Hell yeah, man. We, like, rolling and shit, man. We was looking for some bitches, so we would pull up on, like, 4 fine hoes, man. And, you know, I didn't know the motherfucking bitches was prostitutes, man. And then it was police. Ain't that a bitch?
Hey, man, where was y'all at?
Man, we was on Hollywood. We're in the Hollywood, man. Look at that. Some bitches. These bitches was bad than a motherfucker. Man, don't tell my woman, man, because I don't want to know what the fuck's going on, you know. Fuck up for me, man, because I ain't supposed to be riding on no bitches. You know all the pussy
yeah,
I
word,
get anyway.
Man. Who was you with, man?
I mean, I was with
Rhyme.
And Treason.
Oh, man, all them niggas with you?
Yeah.
Nigga, oh, man.
Niggas was out trying to get that thing with. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Man, fuck it. I'll just let you talk to Ray, man. He can tell you a little better than I can. All
so, right.
Hold on.
Right about now, NWA court is in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy Motherfucking E.
Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad, cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit, cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe-to-toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me, cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product, thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape. Showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident.
Fuck the police and Red said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Red was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up, and we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass, but drop your cat and Red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me, any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two. They can't cope with me, the motherfucking villain that's mad, with potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day, but a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police.
Step up to the stand.
gotta tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit.
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacking, sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face, and for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Because the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence, because my identity by itself causes violence. So E with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror, and it's on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the 8, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
Juries find you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Wait, that's a lie. That's a goddamn lie.
Get him out of here.
I want justice.
Get him the fuck out of my face.
I want justice.
Out right now.
Fuck you, you black motherfucker.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Target's in the shed. Permission to prosecute.
Negative. Circle the compound and stand by.
Did we get a PID on the target?
That's what we're working on. Stand by. Okay, Jackpot 84. Go ahead and prosecute the target.
Hell yeah. Master armed. Sensor, you ready?
Establishing track. Track established.
Copy. Launching Hellfire. 3, 2, 1, rifle. Is that a kid? I guess we just killed a kid. Ground Command, did you see this? Ground Command, did you see
that, Major? We did. Playback confirmed. It was a goat. I repeat, it was a goat. Jackpot 84, you just eliminated a high value individual. Good work, gentlemen, and congratulations.
Episode 72, we're back, bitches.
That's right, we're back. You may not be, you may still be incarcerated, because this is the police state edition.
Drone strikes, they're coming to a town near you.
As sponsored by your local police department in a lot of cases. Yeah. So if you don't know, go get out there and check and see. Has your local police department approved or rejected any ordinances to allow drones in your area?
The drones are taking over. They're coming to surveillance, NSA.
Exactly.
Heavy shit.
You know, any semblance or you know, concept of privacy, just go ahead and fucking throw that right out the window. Because they own every aspect of our existence and pretty much will throw us in a cell anytime we step out of line. So make sure that you're all good little boys and girls and get on Santa's good list. Otherwise, you're probably going to end up in a cell.
All right. So anyway, DJ Gower made the trek to Chico. We're here in my house. It's been, what, 5 months, 4 months? Long time.
Been too long since
we've
been back to Chico.
Way too long. Summer's over. September.
Although, we now speak to you in the glorious new Casa de Matador Studios.
Exactly. We can actually see what the fuck we're doing. Editing the show, a lot easier. You can see what you're doing.
We're recording live, as Matador just said, straight into the mix, from the bar, right next to the kegerator. It's a beautiful thing, people. That's how we roll. We got Sierra Nevada Torpedo IPA on tap right now.
Drank a little bit too much last night, recovering, but we're here, we're pissed. Police state. It's the name of this episode.
That's right. So to all you 99%ers out there that probably got locked up for being so vocal about your dissent of this governmental structure, and, you know, we really don't have any sympathy for you, but we understand.
Yeah, for sure. They can hold you indefinitely if you're suspected of terrorism, right?
Right.
With no charges or anything.
Yeah, so I'm surprised we're not in Guantanamo at this point.
I'm surprised you're not.
Oh yeah. That's right. You're Rhyme, I'm Treason. I forgot.
So Fallon.
Did you guys miss us?
No, he's not.
Because I know we were gone for a while. You guys may have thought that we were locked up. I know we just recently came back with the previous episode, Back to School.
Yeah,
that was a good one. So I hope all you kids are staying in school and learning the right things. Or again, you're going to end up in a cell, like a lot of these songs, what they're about.
Another new development, Syria. Going to go bomb the fuck out of
there. Seriously?
I'm going to go bomb it up.
Yeah. and to that point, because of this whole situation with Syria and the chemical weapons and, you know, our potential use of using, again, drones to attack a foreign enemy, a lot of things have come to light recently, and the Nobel Peace Committee is actually thinking about removing President Obama's award of the Nobel Peace Prize. What one undeclared source stated was, well, we just gave it to him because he wasn't George Bush.
So Obama, he wants to bomb the fuck out of Syria.
He wants to bomb the fuck out of everybody.
So military action, the good old U.S.
I voted for him.
Starting another war. I wouldn't.
I just did.
On the air, especially.
That's all right.
Want to give a shout out to Podomatic?
No, not Podomatic. Although you can find our show on that site. There's many different places other than this shithole known as Podbean to find our show.
We're on Podbean. I pay $10 a month. So
yeah, it's our host site, so we pay them for the glory of being able to allow us to stream this beautiful, glorious show to you. But we have some really good friends out there in the world that have decided to put us out on their, you know, website. One of them is called Podbender. Podbender.
Yeah, Podbender. Giving a shout-out. Another shout-out. Brothers Grimm Funkcast. Still going strong.
Yep.
Blithering Idiot. Doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they do anything anymore.
That was a good,
but we got
good show, though.
Yeah.
And
so if you go over and check out Podbender, the cool thing is that once you get sick of our show, there's about five or six other shows that are all, you know, same kind of vein, like just some amateur dudes trying to have a good time, figure it out, run with it. They took the misstep of thinking that we were the most seasoned and experienced because we actually had a real radio show at one point in time. So they think that we're totally professional. But
we're just getting drunk.
But as you guys all know,
it's partying it up.
It's just an excuse to party it up, to drink, and play the music that we love the most. And hopefully you guys enjoy it too. So today's theme, prison state, coming up, all sorts of good stuff. We got The Clash in there, we got Eminem. It's going to be a good time.
Cops theme song coming up later.
A little H2O.
Yeah, no effects.
So stay tuned. Hope you guys have a good one. Enjoy those conjugal visits.
Yeah. Don't get locked up, people. Yeah, whatever you do.
You definitely do not want to be in solitary confinement.
Especially not in a foreign country. Lamb of God singer is finally out. Remember that whole
fiasco? Yeah, what about Pussy Riot? Are those chicks still in jail?
I think so.
Ah, man. Fuck Russia. Hate Russia. For so many reasons.
Communist bastards.
Somebody should put Russia in jail. Like, if there was ever a country that should be put in jail, it should be Russia.
They drink vodka like water, so Russia.
It's because vodka can't freeze.
There you go. Anyway, coming up next, System of a Down.
Rhyme.
And Treason.
Bitches! We'll be right back.
What's the deal? What's going on?
Well, the lady owes me $20. I gave her a $20 and she didn't give me nothing.
Why does she owe you $20?
$20 bill. I gave her a $20 bill.
For what?
For anything. I don't care. Whatever it's for, but she can give me my money back if she ain't gonna do nothing with it.
Okay, were you planning to buy some drugs
yes,
or
I
something?
Was.
What kind of drugs were you wanting to buy?
Rock. Yes, I was.
You gave her $20
I
back.
I gave her $20. She gave me some plaster.
And now you want your $20 back because she didn't supply you with crack cocaine.
Well, she shouldn't give me nothing, no plaster, nothing. She should have said no.
What's going on?
She come around here a while ago. There used to be some people that right over there that used to sell.
Yeah.
We were sitting out here on the porch in some church. So she said, y'all have anything to buy? I said, no, baby, we don't have nothing to sell. So she left one around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Then she come back 10 minutes later, holler, give me my money back. I said, no, you ain't bought nothing from here. Don't disrespect my child. This is my child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sell crack. I'm a prostitute.
Clamp down with your iron fist. Drugs became conveniently available for all the kids. Following the rights movement to clamp down with your iron fist. Drugs became conveniently available for all the kids.
My crack, my smack, my bitch right here in Hollywood.
Nearly 2 million Americans are incarcerated in the prison system of the U.S.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
Another prison system. Another prison system. Another prison system.
For you and me.
Minor drug offenders, sell your prisons, you don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against the new non-rich. Minor drug offenders, sell your prisons, you don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against the new non-rich.
Mother, my crack, my smack, my bitch right here in Hollywood.
The percentage of Americans in the prison system has doubled since 1985.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
For you and me.
Oh baby, you and me.
Boy. Boy.
While research on successful drug policy shows that treatment should be increased.
Boy.
And law enforcement decreased while abolishing mandatory minimum sentences.
Boy.
While research on successful drug policy shows that treatment should be increased. And law enforcement decrease while abolishing mandatory minimum sentences.
Utilizing drugs to pay for secret wars around the world. Drugs are now your global policy. Now you police the globe.
Mother, my crack, my smack, my bitch right here in Hollywood.
Drug money is used to rig elections and train brutal corporate sponsored dictators around the world.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
I don't sell crack, I'm a prostitute.
Thank you.
Trump, you heard the word. The El Quaidas are coming to get us. Oh. Every time you turn on the news, it's a new terror alert. It's orange, it's green, it's yellow. Yesterday it was lemon meringue, cinnamon nut crumble. I don't know what to do anymore, Patty. I'm so scared of the El Quaidas getting me. I painted my car with army camouflage. I drive around with lettuce on my face so I blend in. I speed everywhere so the El Quaidas can't catch me.
This is a public service announcement with guitar.
Me. You're
gonna get sacked by a 45.
Time to bench these clowns.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything.
Peyton Manning.
You ain't playing by the rules, football cops.
And Eli Manning.
I got some news for you.
This unnecessary roughness.
Oh, yeah? Well, I didn't hear a whistle.
And I don't see a flag!
Star in a new kind of show about a new kind of cop.
All right. Gandhi snitched. She's being held in the warehouse. Jimmy took everything, okay? She's gonna die.
Out of bounds, football cops.
This is how you throw a bomb.
What are you waiting for? Go, 2 minute drill.
Incomplete.
Guess nobody told him that justice was a team sport.
What does that mean?
He knows what it means.
Football cops.
A lot of people ask me stupid fucking questions. A lot of people think that what I say on record or what I talk about on a record that I actually do in real life or that I believe in it. Or if I say that I want to kill somebody that I'm actually going to do it or that I believe in it. Well, shit, if you believe that, then I'll kill you. You know why? Because I'm a criminal!
With a jagged edge, it'll stab you in the head. Whether you're a fag or les, is it a homosex, a math, or a trans or vest? Pants or dress? Hey, fags, the answer's yes. Homophobic? Nah, you're just heterophobic. Staring in my jeans, watching my genitals bulging. That's my motherfucking balls, you better let go of them. They belong in my scrotum, you'll never get hold of them. Hey, it's me, Versace. What? Somebody shot me, and I was just checking the mail. Get it? Checking the mail? How many records you expect in a cell after your second LP sends you directly to jail? Come on, relax, guy. Child, help us destroy these demons. Oh, please send me a brand new car and a prostitute while my wife's sick in the hospital. Preacher, preacher, fifth grade teacher, you can't reach me, my mom can't either. You can't teach me a goddamn thing, cause I watch TV and Comcast cable, and you ain't able to stop these thoughts. You can't stop me from topping these charts, and you can't stop me from dropping each march with a brand new CD for these fucking retards. And the thing, it's just little old me, Mr. Don't Give a Fuck, still won't. Every time I write a rhyme, these people think it's a crime to tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a criminal. I don't gotta say a word, I just split in the bird and keep moving. I don't take shit from no one, I'm a criminal. Every time I write a rhyme, these people think it's a crime to tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a criminal. I don't gotta say a word, I just split in the bird and keep going. I don't take shit from no one. The mother did drugs, hard liquor, cigarettes, and speed. The baby came out, disfigured ligaments indeed. It was a seed who would grow up just as crazy as she. Don't dare make fun of that baby, cause that baby was me. I'm a criminal. An animal caged to turn crazed. But how the fuck you supposed to grow up when you weren't raised? So as I got older and I got a lot taller, my dick shrunk smaller but my balls got larger. I drank more liquor to fuck you up quicker than you'd wanna fuck me if I say in a word. My morals went when the president got oral sex in his Oval Office on top of his desk, all from his own employee. Now don't ignore me, you won't avoid me, you can't miss me. I'm white, blonde hair and my nose is pointy. I'm the bad guy who makes fun of people that die in plane crashes and laughs as long as it ain't happened to him. Slim Shady, I'm as crazy as him and him and Kim combined.
The maniac's in.
In place of the doctor, cause Dre couldn't make it today. He's a little under the weather, so I'm taking his place. Oh, that's Dre with an AK to his face. Don't make me kill him too and spray his brains all over the place. I told you, Dre, you should have kept that thing put away. I guess that'll teach you not to let me play with it.
Alright, look, just go up in that motherfucker, get the motherfucking money, and get the fuck up out of here.
Alright.
I'll be right here waiting on you.
Alright.
Yo, M.
What?
Don't kill nobody this time.
Alright. Damn. Fuck, kiss him.
Hi.
How you doing?
How can I help you?
Yeah, I need to make a withdrawal. Mm-hmm. Put the fucking money in the bag, bitch, and I won't kill you.
What? Oh my god.
I'm not gonna kill you, bitch.
looking around.
Don't kill me.
Thank you.
Windows tinted on my ride when I drive in it. So when I rob a bank, run out and just dive in it. So I be disguised in it. And if anybody identifies the guy in it, I hide for 5 minutes. Come back, shoot the eyewitness. The fire at the private eye, hide the pride in my business. Die, bitches, bastards, rats, pets. This puppy's lucky I didn't blast his ass yet. If I ever gave a fuck, I'd shave my nuts. Tuck my dick in between my legs and cluck. You motherfucking chickens ain't brave enough to say the stuff I say, so this tape is shut. Shit after shit I say, I just make it up to make you mad. So kiss my white naked ass. And if it's not a rapper that I make it as, I'ma be a fucking rapist and a Jason mask.
I'm a criminal.
Every time I write a rhyme, people think it's a crime to tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a
criminal.
I don't gotta say a word, I just split in the bird and keep going. I don't take shit from no one. I'm a
criminal.
Every time I write a rhyme, people think it's a crime to tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a
criminal.
I don't gotta say a word, bird and keep going. I don't take shit from no one. I'm a
criminal.
Every time I write a rhyme, these people think it's a crime to tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a
criminal.
I don't gotta say a word, I just written a bird and keep going. I don't take shit from no one.
I'm a criminal.
Every time I write a rhyme, these people think it's a crime to tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a
criminal.
I don't gotta say a word, I just written a bird and keep going. I don't take shit from no one.
I'm a criminal.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, episode 72, coming at you right now. In the background, we got some Radiohead with Karma Police. And we didn't just pick this song because it said police in it. We picked it because it kind of has a little bit of a meaning to it. And what that might be, in my opinion at least, is that the Karma Police is all about getting what you deserve. And I'm sure that there's plenty of people that are incarcerated that don't feel like they are, you know, justly being held for as long or whatever it might be, or they didn't actually do it or whatever. But, you know, it may not have been for that exact reason why you're in jail. Maybe it was just because you were a bad person somewhere else and did something else, and that's just the way of karma reaching out and fucking you in the ass, because that's what karma does.
I will say, being robbed multiple times, from my car got robbed, my house. Yeah, I hope they're in prison. I hope they're rotting in a cell. I hope they're getting pounded in the ass, because fuck them. Thieves, I hate them.
Scum of the earth.
But I will say that I do have sympathy for cops. They got a tough job. And, you know.
And not a lot of people like them, you know.
Everybody hates them. You're going to be a racist eventually, I'm sure, you know.
And believe
or you're just going to discriminate against, you know,
stereotype
people, because you have to, because your life depends on it, you know.
I know people that were cops, are cops, whatever, and the hardest thing is to be able to separate who you are in life and what you do for work. And I know a lot of us can do it because it's not that glaringly different. You know, we're not told that we have to kick somebody in the fucking head for work.
Or tase them
or whatever,
yeah.
You know? Like, I mean, I know people that it's like, that's the hardest thing that they had to overcome, was like basically having to forcibly do things that are completely against their own morality because it's the best way for them to earn a living for them and their family.
Great health benefits, but at what cost? So, Deputy Dog Brothers Grimm, give it another shout out.
Exactly. Case yeah. In point, brother.
My band, Fight Music, we've been working on a new album. He's come into the studio a few times, finally saw the guy after 5 years or something. And he had some insane stories about keistering, you know.
Yeah.
So even that, man, holy fuck. It's nasty.
Crazy, man. So, you know, I mean, we understand both sides of it is what we're getting at, and we hope that none of you, our listeners, ever have the misfortune of sitting in a jail cell. But if you do, hopefully they'll let you bring podcasts in there and you tell everyone about
right.
Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Put it on the cell block, Rhyme and Treason, blast that shit. And, police state,
Coming up, H2O with the Cops theme song. What else we got, DJ Matador?
We got a lot of badass music.
We got Nine Inch Nails, March of the Pigs. We got all sorts of good stuff. So we'll just let you guys figure it out. And if you have any questions, rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com.
Rhyme.
And come suck in treason. We'll be right back.
The pigs have won tonight. They can all sleep soundly, and everything is alright.
The Deputy Dog from the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. When I crawl out of the underground, I listen to Rhyme and Treason Radio with DJ Gower and DJ El Matador. See you in the pit.
Take a mailbag to town, and we got money. So when it gets tax returns, checks and politics, truck,
taking all the love. But when we reach our letters, roll on the floor. And we got money, but when it gets stuck to the turns, technologists from rich they burn. Money, they open hands, Jack. We got a bailing ship with your friends. And I steal your mail on a Friday night. Let's steal your mail back there tonight. We better not get caught when it comes to institutions. We're only drunk and shot. Still got my funds in Christians. Steal your mail.
Episode 72, Police State.
The dead motherfucking Kennedys right there.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, we are rocking it hard. DJ Gower made the track from SAC. We're in Chico, his triumphant return.
It's amazing how much better a remastered track sounds.
I have all the remastered ones. I'm a sucker for the remastered, I don't know what to say.
We originally had the original in there, and it was so distorted and fuzzy. It sounded like it was, like, recorded in a garage. I mean, in comparison, at least. It's like, holy fuck, that's different. Like, maybe more people would have actually liked this band if they could have afforded a decent recording.
80s punk recordings, they're always rough.
Yeah, they should all be remastered.
Yup, that would be awesome.
Show the glory.
So yeah, Police State, the surveillance, the Facebook, the emails, they're all being hacked and looked at daily.
Yeah.
Stored somewhere.
You think you're slick. You think you know what's up. You're on the dark net, buying shit on the Silk Road with bitcoins. They know exactly who you are and what you're doing. You're not fucking fooling anybody, homie.
No. And Google, of course, uses words in your emails to advertise to you, so that's always sweet.
Yeah. So,
thanks, Google.
You know, it's nothing like getting an advertisement that's made just for you.
Yep. So what's next? Minority Report, they're going to have eye scans, you know.
Exactly. Fucking,
Shop at JCPenney.
What was that shit movie with Justin Timberlake where they had, like, the barcode that they would scan? Like, hey, I'm going to buy a coffee. I'm going to scan it. Three months off my life.
Time, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was awful. But the concept is probably somewhat fucking true. That's probably where we're all going to end up. And if we don't scan our little barcode, then we're going straight to the slammer.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes we were talking earlier about people being wrongly persecuted, prosecuted, executed. Execution is the theme of the next song coming up by the Man in Black.
Yeah, gotta love it. Kill them all, I say. I love Texas for their death row policy. One appeal. It's awesome.
25 minutes to go is the tune by Johnny
Bullet
Cash.
Bullet costs 29 cents. After probably that, more, actually, now. But, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Execution style. You should go to Mexico with that idealism. We've just been watching some Eastbound and Down marathons.
That's right.
Rhyme.
All right, thanks for listening. And we're here ripping it up. Thanks for DJ Gower coming.
Thanks to DJ Matador for building this amazing studio location.
And here we go.
Enjoy the rest of the tunes, people.
Rhyme.
And sell blocks of treason.
Gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go, and the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal with 23 minutes to go, but no nobody asked me how I feel. I got 22 minutes to go. Well, I sent for the governor and the whole darn bunch with 21 minutes to go. And I called up the mayor, but he's out to lunch. I got 20 more minutes to go. Then the sheriff said, boy, I'm gonna watch you die with 19 minutes to go. So I laughed in his face and I spit in his eye with 18 minutes to go. Now here comes a preacher for to save my soul with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning, but I'm so cold. 12 more minutes to go. Well, they're testing the trap and it chills my spine. 11 more minutes to go. And the trap and the rope, all they work just fine. 10 more minutes to go. Well, I'm waiting for the pardon that'll set me free with 9 more minutes to go. But this ain't the movies, so forget about me. 8 more minutes to go. With my feet on the trap and my head in the noose, 5 more minutes to go. Won't somebody come and cut me loose? 7 more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I can see the sky with 3 more minutes to go. And it's too darn pretty for a man to wanna die with 2 more minutes to go. I can see the buzzards, I can hear the crows, 1 more minute to go. And now I'm swinging and here I go.
Listen to this. Hillside Strangler gets his college degree in prison.
That's not good.
Nice? He should have been executed.
Yeah, the death penalty.
I'm a prostitute.
Почему достал, Николай Иванович?
Те опять запрещенные?
Совершенно запрещенные. Белинского Гоголю.
Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо!
Drop the charges! Это запрещенное, давай! Fire the power, you know?
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute.
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball.
Rhyme.
And treason.
I don't sell crack. I'm a prostitute.